With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police activity is going on at a home where relatives of suspected gunman Robert Card live.
Using a megaphone, police called on suspect Robert Card or anyone inside the home to come out with their hands in the air. State police later said they don't know if Card is inside any of the several homes authorities intend to search. Hundreds of law enforcement agents, including dozens of FBI agents, have been hunting for Card, a 40-year-old reservist, since Wednesday night's shootings.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting, 18 people died in that murder spree in Lewiston, Maine. China's top diplomat is raising hopes for improving U.S. ties during a three-day visit to Washington. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
China's top diplomat is raising hopes for improving U.S. ties during a three-day visit to Washington. Wang Yi, China's top diplomat, speaking through a translator, says communications between Washington and Beijing need to be improved.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue should be in-depth. And
Wang will visit with his counterpart, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other high-level U.S. officials, including possibly President Joe Biden. Both countries appear eager to stem any further decline in their ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
Conservative talk radio host Larry Elder says he is ending his 2024 Republican campaign for president. Elder said in a statement Thursday that he was endorsing former President Donald Trump. He's the fourth major candidate to suspend or end his campaign, following Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd, and businessman Perry Johnson. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 251 points, the Nasdaq dropped 225. This is SRN News. The Walt Disney Company is embracing sports gambling with a betting app that will be promoted through Disney-owned ESPN. Evangelical leaders are dismayed.
It tells us a lot about ourselves. It tells us about Disney. It tells us about the gambling industry. It tells us about how moral change is repackaged in vocabulary. Gambling, in this case, legalized sports gambling or sports betting, is being reclassified as a form of entertainment.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says this is a big win for the gaming industry.
If you have Disney behind the reclassification of gambling as entertainment, you've actually won a very great deal in terms of traction in American culture.
The new gambling app is likely to make millions for Disney. Experts say it may also make a lot of gambling addicts that are going to need help in the not-too-distant future. This is SRN News. Stellantis says it plans to invest about 1.5 billion euros or about $1.6 billion in Leapmotor, a Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer.
The two companies say they've formed a strategic partnership and joint venture that aims to expand the Chinese EV maker's global sales. Stellantis, the European-based maker of Jeep and Ram, said it'll benefit from Leapmotor's tech-first EV ecosystem in China to meet its own targets for shifting to electric vehicles. The investment will give Stellantis an approximately 20% stake in Leapmotor.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the company said the 51% Stellantis-led joint venture will have exclusive rights to export and sell Leapmotor's vehicles outside China. Stellantis is a combine of the former Chrysler Corporation, Renault of France, and Fiat of Italy. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.